Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on January 16 regarding Vincent Opp, OPP. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Opp as described in the reports listed above. Pretty is now a 61-year-old male who recalls being injured at work on 12506. Pretty was lifting a heavy tank from a closet and injured his back. Period. He went to Freehold Hospital emergency room afterwards. Pretty initially had right-sided pain in the back of his knee. Period. He later developed pain in the left leg down to the sole of the foot and his large toe. Period. He remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Pretty did undergo L4-5 hemilaminectomy in 2011. Pretty is currently performing a home exercise program through NovaCare. Period. Mr. Opp admits to previously injuring his back in July 2003 with the same company. Period. He was treated with physical therapy and epidural shots. Period. He may have had his first surgery afterwards as well. Period. Am not in receipt of any additional medical documentation to consider. Period. Evidently, Mr. Opp is interested in pursuing further treatment. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Scratch that. General appearance. He had a large subcutaneous mass in the left submandibular area with sutures in place. Period. He had surgery recently to excise a Wharton's tumor. Period. Extremities upper. There was a rough texture to the fingertips bilaterally, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. Extremities lower. Motion of the left hip in external rotation and abduction both elicited low back tenderness, but no radicular complaints. Period. Motion of the right hip, both knees and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Pinprick sensation was diminished in the left stocking glove distribution, but was intact on the right. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5 minus for right quadricep strength and 4 plus for left quadricep strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Cervical, normal, thoracic, normal, lumbosacral. He was able to stand on his heels and toes. Pretty changed position slowly and was able to squat to 50 degrees and rise. Pretty inspection revealed a midline longitudinal scar consistent with his surgeries. Pretty active flexion was to 15 degrees, comma, extension 20 degrees, comma, and side bending right to 20 degrees with tenderness. Period. Left side bending and bilateral rotation were full with no discomfort. Period. He was tender to palpation by the left sacroiliac joint, but not the right. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 65 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. On the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Impressions. On 12506, Vincent Opp injured his lower back at work, as noted in my more recent report. Period. He had, scratch that, he then received an order approving settlement on 7/22/21. That will be inserted as marked. Period. This took into account pre-existing lumbar spine pathology from an earlier workers' compensation injury of 8/23/2000 and 7/12/2002. Period. You will recall that when I first evaluated Mr. Opp on 12/2/12, it was in reference to the incident of 12506. Period. I had also seen him on 6/28/09. Better put this in bold. Please print out that report, since it likely pertains to one of the earlier injuries. Period. Since last seen here, he has not had any formal supervised medical treatment or testing, but he has been performing a home exercise physical therapy program through NovaCare. Period. He denies any interim injuries. He's currently self-employed. He's an owner-operator. His son is taking over the business. Period. He describes in the past he had flare-ups, after which he had physical therapy and epidural steroid injections with prolonged relief. The last epidural injection was administered in 2013. Period. New paragraph, his current examination found decreased range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period, in the absence of atrophy, there was mild weakness in the quadriceps bilaterally. Period, plantar flexor and extensohalysis longus strength was 5/5 bilaterally. Period. He had diminished pinprick sensation in a stocking glove distribution in the left lower extremity. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 65 degrees elicited low back tenderness without radicular complaints, but he was also tender to palpation about the left sacroiliac joint. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. New paragraph. At this time, I believe it is appropriate for Mr. Opp to receive a short course of additional treatment. This would involve physical therapy, medication, and possibly a sacroiliac joint injection. Period. I do not believe additional diagnostic testing is necessary at this juncture. Period. End.